and now I'm going to be talking to Sophie Nicolau, and she is a Green Party councillor for Ballyfermot and Drivenagh. Good morning to you, Nicola. Sophie, sorry. Hello, Sophie. Good morning.
That's all right. Good. How are you? Good morning.
Not too bad at all. Tell us, give us a bit of background to this fruit market. It's closed a year now, but any history on it?
Well, the history, as far as, well, I suppose I'll tell the history from my point of view. Mm-hmm. When I came here in 2006, of this lovely brick building for the, which was a market for the wholesale. Since then, it has closed last year, and now the plan is to reopen the UN. And so that's where we at. And for right now, the building is empty, and there's a planning application there that was issued in 2015.
Okay.
Recently, the council is looking for ideas from professionals of what to do with the market.
So it's open to everybody that can apply for this at the moment, is it? It's not going to be going back to the same people who ran it before, because they need someone they need someone to finance it. Is that the problem?
Well, the problem is what the council would like to happen is that was before COVID would like to happen is to find an investor that would look after the refurbishment of the building and the management of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And so so that's where we were at before COVID. Now the Mr. Council is not sure there is enough interest from investors, and so that's where we at. But the market would be open for local producers and sellers to set up a stall in the market.
Okay. Well, if they get a private investor, I'm just speculating myself a little bit now here, and they got the finances there, who would decide? Would the old people that work there, the old market people work there, would they automatically go back into their usual stalls, or do they have to reapply again? Is this part of the problem?
No, because before it was only a wholesale market, and now the wholesale part, which I understand, would be gone, and it would be open like the English market in Cork.
I see.
For you and me to go and you buy your groceries and your vegetables and, you know, your meat and the likes.
Okay. So it'd be a lot of people just going in and putting in their own tenders to open a stall there. So what's the real problem then? If they get someone to finance the refurbishment and then they get a lot of people coming in and open up markets, as you said, like the one in Cork, what's the problem?
So the problem right now is the problem is finance and as well of who will look after the market. And the issue I see here is if we let an investor refurbish the market and run the market, that would obviously it would be a private investor. That's what's the plan so far. That means that private investor would have full control of that investor would need to make some profit in order to cover his costs. You know, that's mm-hmm. what they do, and that's their function.
Okay.
And so if I was them, I would do the same. The worry there that, just like it happens in the residential area, is if you rent a stall there, then you basically a private landlord that can raise the rents whatever she wants.
Okay.
So that would be the issue.
So would you like to see a collaboration then between the council and whoever else puts a tender in for refurbishment? Is that the way it would work?
Well,
50-50, or what way would you like to see it work then?
Well, that could be the solution there. So what would be important to do is, yes, the market needs a bit of you know, a lick of paint and a bit more to bring it up to standard. And so, so that would be one thing. And obviously, they would have to go to tender to find a company that to refurbish the market. But then, the running of a market is a different part of it, and it has, and so that. Either the council decides to get the expertise in house and manage the market itself, the daily, you know, the opening hours, the which seller is gonna sell and all that. So either the council does that, or worst case, then they could get a private company to run the market. So the likes of what happens in Cork now, they have a company which they're not very happy about it, but. But there are different ways as well, is that, you know, there could be a 50-50 between the city council and the sellers there that would get together and agree and decide, okay, grand. So, you know, either we get the council to manage the market, or if we need to get a private company, then we all decide together.
Okay, and you think that there's provision for that in the government's... program for government, I should say, that everything is there, that they should follow what they've, the commitment they've put in there, that should cover
well,
them there.
Well, that's it. So at least the markets are covered in the program for government, and so it says that you know, they would encourage and support the creation of community markets and farmers markets. So that's what it is. And so right now it belongs to the council, and the council should have full control of that. And so that the government supports financially the refurbishment of the market to a minimum standard, and then if the government then take that looks after that, then the council is left with the managing the market, and then has more finance available for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just talking when I asked you initially, like the history of the market, 127 years, and it only closed last year. And but 2015 they put in for this refurbishment. Why is it taking this long, 5 years, for this to surface?
I don't know. I think it's just, to be honest, I don't know. It's a shame because at the same time, the building is not getting any better, and we can see what happened to the ivy market in the Liberties, that it's in really a very poor state. So why does it take so long? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It seems that there's a kind of a method of, or I don't know, that the council doesn't really look after what the public buildings.
Yeah, because it's practically in the middle of the city there. It's just off Cable Street. I'm sure most people in Dublin know about it. And what do the locals, do you know, feel about it?
Well, it's from the emails I get, and from seeing the comments on some newspapers, that this market is dear in many people's heart. And then, so they want to keep this as a community market, and that's what markets are for. Mm-hmm. Markets are never to be looked after by the private. This is a service to the community to provide fresh and local food. I mean, especially right now when people start to realize with COVID what's really important, and, mm-hmm. and food and fresh food is what's important, and that we see it even affects how your chances of recovering from COVID.
Yeah.
So that's why local see it.
Well, seeing as it's it's been going on for so long, and it's only surfacing now, so I'm assuming that somebody has put an offer somewhere along the way for it to surface again now. Have you heard anything of private businesses or any sort of reaction from the council, what their plans are? Anything at all that we can put some weight on?
Well, the council now is in, especially with COVID, is worried that would any private investors be interested?
Okay.
And then there were some plans to get a refurbishment for around 3 million, And so with the council having to take a part in the financing of that to help the private investor to refurbish the market. So, but what I'm saying is we don't need a 3 million market. We're not looking for a gentrification. What we want is regeneration. And that is happening everywhere. My colleague Anya Grogan in Belfast just decided to vote against some grand plans and the worry of gentrification. Mm-hmm. We just want the regeneration, bring it back to standard, the market, which could be done for about 1 million. The government agreed in the program for government to support community markets. So that's the opportunity to show to the nation that they're serious about helping, first of all, the producers on the one side, the farmers, the family farmers, and the consumers to have access to local fresh food. And if we're talking about 1 million, that leaves way more money in the pocket of the council than to look after the management of the market.
Indeed, it sounds like an easy solution. So how do your fellow councillors feel about it? Have you got a lot of support from your fellow councillors?
Well, it's interesting now. In the council, we're up to two different groups looking at markets. So it's very different in the market in one room because mm-hmm. we are being divided.
Okay, so is that,
that's it's getting very difficult, but there is support among councillors. Yes, my colleague Fianna Fáil, Mayor Fitzpatrick, is pretty much in favour of a community market, and I know James Boylan as well is in favour of to keep the market fully public.
Okay, well, I think unless you get to sort of some kind of unison and that among the councillors, it's going to be pretty scrappy for a while. So is it just a case of wait and see now, Sophie, and what's going to happen, or can any action be taken from the public themselves?
Right. The council has done something right. They have run some kind of exercise to see if there are any investors interested, which is safe to do. And in the meantime, there are things to be done. This building lay empty. It was used by the council to house the Chinese New Year, and I think it was just this year. Mm-hmm. The month getting so long now, it seems it's a long time ago. But it's and so it shows that this building can accommodate people. And so we have an empty building in the heart of the city, and we're with one of the most populated area in Dublin. At the same time, we have on the site some markets that have to close, and these facilities could be used on a temporary time frame to have sellers there and open it to clients like you and me to go and buy fruit and veg. That could be, and that should be a COVID measure. To get more footfall into the city, which has been decimated,
okay,
and is still decimated. So Dublin City Council needs as well to help the sellers there. And that's as well, I shared this idea with Mayor Fitzpatrick, that would be a possibility.
Okay, well, it's you could nearly say it's a Dublin landmark. So I'd like to see this being successful. So would you like to pipe, as I said earlier, the public to get involved and maybe make some sort of a representation to enhance the council's power a little bit?
Well, that's it. Well, just to people who are really, care about, we're trying to keep as much public buildings alive and well. Mm-hmm. And there are very little left, and so we need to support what we have left. And yeah, I would urge every resident to call on the council to keep this building fully and especially manage publicly. And it goes beyond Dublin. I mean, in my own family, my father-in-law from Wexford was a truck driver and delivered the fruit and veg, the fruit from Waterford to the market every week.
Okay.
So that this market has touches people. Dublin also.
Well, as I said, like everyone really in Dublin should be up there because it is a landmark. And maybe get on to your local representative, TDs as well as councillors. And as loud as you can, get this protest going and see can we get something done about it. Not leave it lying for another 5 years.
Because we need to keep this. We don't want gentrification. We say no to gentrification. We want regeneration for the local people over there.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us here on NFM, Sophie. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that's Green Party councillor for Ballyferm and Drimna, Sophie Nicolon, and they're talking about the market there in Cable Street. Yes, go on to your local, look it up and see the history of it. 127 years. Yeah. Preservation, I think, is the key word.